Hi, my name's Tim Tompkins from News 104.5 WOKV, and on this episode of the Traffic Cast, we are talking about the Overland Bridge Project. Ron Tittle, FDOT spokesperson, joins us on this episode. In 2013, it's now 2017, 4 years ago, the Florida Department of Transportation began the Overland Bridge Project to improve the flow of traffic on I-95 in both the directions through the downtown area of Jacksonville. And the project, it's huge. It encompasses 2.3 miles of roadway.
I think the biggest challenge is working around live traffic. You know, if we didn't have live traffic to deal with, you know, they can close down those lanes and they can get it done in probably, I'm guessing, half the time, you know. But by the fact that we mostly work at nighttime, you know, they're working under lighted conditions, very minimal work is done during the day because of the traffic, you know, the commuter traffic, and we want to accommodate folks on the roadways.
So from speaking with Ron, we can tell that, yes, he too wishes this project hadn't have taken 4 years. But he did explain part of the reason why the construction does take a long time. He also added that they've thrown a few things in that'll make the commute around the downtown area nicer for all of us.
Now, we added some projects, and that's why we've extended out some, because we added a little bit of work in there. We've added signal changes, or adding signals, where the beach's exit comes down near Bishop Kenny. We're going to put signals there. So we've added some other projects, some other work into that project, and that's why it was extended a little bit from what it originally was indicating.
But good news, Jacksonville, the end is in sight. First, starting with the northbound lanes.
We had hoped the first part of September to go ahead and open up the northbound I-95 lanes. It looks like it's going to be slipped now to the latter part of September because now with the weather and all these things, you know, we've got to get certain things done to be able to open up those northbound lanes.
And as it stands now, drivers can exit off I-95 north onto the downtown exits. That's either the Main Street or the Acosta Bridge. And upon completion of the Overland Bridge project, that will change for people.
When drivers are going, for instance, you're going over Emerson, going northbound toward downtown, you'd have to make a decision back there right on the north side of Emerson, for instance, whether you wanted to go downtown or whether you wanted to go over the Fuller Warner Bridge that's there on 95. So that's going to be important, but there would be signage up there. We would get word out. For instance, if you wanted to go downtown, you would follow those signs and go right on downtown, but there's not going to be any merging back to I-95 once you make that commitment. If you're on 95, once you get past that point and you want to go downtown, you're just going to have to go on 95 and come back around.
And Ron Tittle did go on to expand on what we're driving now, because I was wondering that myself, so maybe you are too, but also when those southbound lanes will be completed.
A little bit later, we're going to be opening up the southbound I-95 lane. So what we're driving on currently is going to end up being the what we call collecting, distributing lane, service roads, if you will, that we're currently using. So right now we're combining I-95 traffic as well as downtown traffic on those same structures. So once this gets done, it's going to be more efficient. We'll be able to go flow through there smoother and minimize the impacts and the lane merging and all these things that we're having to do at last minute.
FDOT does believe that this will also ease congestion leaving the downtown area over on the southbound side because they are adding an additional lane of travel.
Still looking at, say, fall, late fall type of time frame for having that project completed.
We have more on the Overland Bridge project as well as all the projects in and around the Jacksonville area. You can find all that on our website, WOKV.com. My name is Tim Tompkins. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Traffic Cast. And thanks to Ron Tittle, FDOT spokesperson, for joining us as well.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.